church is not dead. Maybe we've been asleep, but we are not dead. We are filled with the living power of God, and it's just time to let Him come out.
Does God care about your happiness? Find out on today's Believer's Voice of Victory as special guest Kelly Copeland Swisher continues her teaching on living for Jesus. Learn how following God brings blessing to your life.
Hello, I'm Kelly Copeland Swisher. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I am so honored to be here the rest of this week and next week to talk to you about living for Jesus. You know, that's something that we hear all the time. We hear that phrase, but I have seen some wonderful things in the Word of God about what that should really mean to us and how that should be the driving force behind everything that we do. This is what's going to cause us to grow up. Amen? It's time for the church to grow up. You know, Paul said in Philippians 1, he's trying to decide, okay, do I go to be with Jesus? To be with Christ is better for me. That's a gain for me. To stay here is better for you. You still need me. And he goes, knowing all of this, I'm sure I'm going to end up staying here with you. Why? Because that's what mattered to Jesus. He was going to do with his life what Jesus needed him to do and be. And he says, because to me, living means living for Christ. Living at all means living for Christ. And I think that for the body of Christ to begin to grow up, we have got to get to where that is all we care about. That's what we care about. Now, does that mean you don't care about your family? No, that means you care about them more because you are now responsible to live Jesus's life in front of them. You are now responsible to love them as much as Jesus loves them. That means, you know, you can't respond rudely and ugly. So it affects every area of your life for the better to begin to live on His behalf. And so we've talked about that the last few days. You might want to go to kcm.org and catch up with us. You can download a podcast of it and have it on your iPod. But I'm telling you, this is a key to being blessed, and not just being blessed financially or having money or something like that. I mean, that's awesome. But money cannot buy you a family. Money cannot buy you peace. But living for Him, living, showing the fruit of what He's done for you, that can buy you an amazing life. Jesus already bought it for you. All we have to do is live it out. Amen. So let's go look. I read to you from Philippians chapter 1 and verse 21 says, to me, living means living for Christ. So he goes on down in chapter 2 to ask them, have you gotten anything from Jesus? Do you get any encouragement? Do you get any comfort from His love? Do you have fellowship in the Spirit with Him? Is your heart tender and compassionate? What's he saying? Has Jesus done anything for you? Well, yes, your answer is, I'm sure. Then he says, then be that to other people. Encourage them. Love them. Fellowship in the Spirit with them. Be Jesus to them. If Jesus did that for you, you turn around and do that for Him, for them. Because he goes on to say, don't be selfish. Don't try to impress others. Be humble. Think of others as better or before you think of yourself. Don't look out for your own interests, but take an interest in others. What's he saying? Have the same attitude and thoughts that Jesus Christ has. You know what? Let's talk about that for a minute. What attitude and thought did Jesus have? Well, I'll tell you, he came from heaven as the Son of God, equal to God, the light of heaven. And yet it says here that he did not think of equality with God as something to hold on to. He did not think his position as something that he needed to hold on to. You know, people expected the Messiah to come as a king and an army and, you know, tear up Rome. He came as a baby. He didn't come the way they thought he would. But he let go of his kingship in heaven to become just like me and you. He let go of heaven to come to earth so that he could bring heaven and earth together, so that he could bridge that gap, because man could not be in the presence of God. And so God had to send himself to earth as a man to pay the price for me and you, so that we could then rise up with him and be seated with him. And you know what? I love it when my dad says this, because it just brings such a picture. But the Godhead, God the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, contained a human being because Jesus came to earth. Was it what he wanted to do? No. He didn't want to separate from his Father. He didn't want to die on the cross. But yet, what he really wanted to do was what his Father wanted him to do. He said, "Not my will, but your will be done." And when it says we should have the same attitude, that's the attitude that we should have. Lord, what matters in this to you? We should ask him that. We come up on a situation, or we start to get frustrated about something. Lord, what is it that matters to you in this? You know what you're going to always find out is that people matter to him. Blessing matters to him. Providing people with what they need, with helping them. And you know, that's not always just handing them money. Sometimes that's what's needed. But is that the bottom line of what he wants people to have? No. He wants people to be blessed. He wants people to know him as God and Savior and the lover of their souls. But if people don't ever see that from you, if people don't ever see the fruit of what he's done in you, how will they know him? Accurately or not, you're the picture of Jesus presented to people in your workplace, at school, in your neighborhood. You're the picture of Jesus. Now, it is in my heart, and I know it is yours too, to be accurate representation of Jesus and what he's done for me. I want my life to reflect that he's blessed me. I want my life to reflect that he loves me. And if he loves me, I can love you. And if he's forgiven me, I need to forgive you. See how that tangles in there and it makes an accurate representation. If I can't forgive somebody, and they know I'm a Christian, how can they believe that Jesus would forgive them? So we become a representation of him. And so it says here, I love this. It's one of my very favorite verses in the Bible. It says in Philippians 2:12, work hard to show the results of your salvation. You know, we have to work sometimes to show what Jesus did in us. Sometimes it'd be easier just to get mad. Sometimes it'd be easier just to be rude to somebody. Sometimes it would be easier just to lay down and be sick. But we work hard to show what Jesus did for us. We work hard to show that he's healed us. We work hard to show that he's loved us, that he gave his life for us. Obey God with deep reverence and fear, for God is working in you. Now, we're not having to do this by ourselves. Isn't that good news? He is working in us, giving us the desire and the power to do what pleases him, to do what he bought and paid for, or the results of that salvation. He's working it in us if we'll just let him. I love this here in verse 14. Do everything without complaining and arguing. Why? So nobody can criticize you. So nobody can say, well, they just complain all the time. What is that? So what if somebody criticizes you for that? Well, if they know you profess to belong to Jesus and you're complaining and criticizing all the time, then that's the picture you're presenting of him. And that's not who he is. We know that. And you're not accurately representing, if you're complaining, you're not representing what he did for you. He's provided for you. He would meet all your needs according to his riches and glory. We need to work at showing that and to stand on our faith. It says, leave clean and innocent lives as children, shining like bright lights in a world full of crooked and perverse people. The Amplified says, that's the reason that we live like we live. That's the reason we live upright. That's the reason that we don't criticize and complain. That's the reason that we live our life to a high degree, is so that we will be a bright light in a dark and perverse place. Boy, what a scripture for today. You just think sometimes, could the world get any more perverse? I mean, I think when you look at teenagers and children and they're perverse, the world has come a long ways in the last 25, 30 years, and a long ways in the wrong direction. But the church, it's time for the church to go a long ways fast and going in the right direction and be a bright light in this perverse place. So it matters how we act and how we respond to people. But I love hearing what Paul says. He said, you know, remember he's trying to make this decision about what he's going to do. And he's like, you know, I'm pretty sure I'm going to stay because that's what's going to be good for you. And he's always thinking about what's good for the people. What do they need me to do? What does Jesus need me to do here for the people? And so he says in verse 17, I will rejoice even if I do lose my life, pouring it out like a liquid offering to God. He's saying, if I lose my life, it's just poured out as a liquid offering to God. But I want you to catch something that he says here. Just like your faithful service is an offering to God. When I first saw that, I thought, I can hardly believe that he compared giving your life for God to just acting nice, walking in love with somebody on his behalf, walking in love, not complaining, not arguing, not being selfish, not being prideful, looking out for somebody else's interest on Jesus's behalf. He said, pouring out my life is like a liquid offering, just like your faithful service. The things that you do on his behalf, the ways that you bless your coworker, the way that you talk to your husband and you're kind and you're gentle, the way that you talk to your children and you even discipline them because he asked you to, because you want to build a dwelling place for his spirit to dwell in your children. The way you do that, that is a faithful service that you do for him. What does it do for him? Well, as you walk in love with people, it causes people to want to know him. They want to know you. They want to know him. As you are kind to someone, as you give to someone, as you are a blessing, you know, it's not always about money either. Just going and doing something for somebody. Sometimes the biggest blessing you can have is going and help somebody in their home, go clean their house. You know, sometimes we do things like that because we're expected to, but there's no purpose in that. Do it on his behalf and see what happens. Do it because you want to represent him and what he's done for you. Be good to your family. Be good to your wife because the Bible says you're just like Jesus to her. And see what happens. Do it on his behalf. Do it because he's not here except for in you. You know, if God, and I've always said, and in the word in Ephesians, it really gives this idea of the church, you know, loving each other and coming into this place of maturity where we love each other and we're good to each other. And, you know, the idea, well, really, honestly, if you can't love people in church, that's a great place to practice loving people or the people in church. And so you come together and you're not just there to get something for you. You're there to be a supply. That's what the Ephesians is about, is the church. That's growing up into him, being him to each other. That's really where I'm trying to drive us towards, is being Jesus to each other. And as we begin to walk in love with each other, and as we begin to become Him to each other, then the fact that for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, or the fact that He says here in this book that He loves you, it's not just words on a page. The Bible says, don't love in words, but in deed. It is not good enough for Him for you to experience His love by reading a book. Now, sometimes when I read the Word of God, I can read certain passages like Psalm 139, and I just feel like God's saying, I love you. And I want to go, I love you too. You're so good to me. You've been so good to me. You can read passages and He'll speak to you through them. But that is not good enough for Him. He wants His love to be right in your face. He wants His love to shine through me so much that when someone comes into my presence, they sense His love. When somebody comes to my house, they sense that He loves them. So that it's not just flat words on a page, but it's actual love coming from a person. You know, if I'm in your presence and it's just me and you together, if the Lord wants you to know He loves you and the Lord wants you to have a hug today, if I won't hug you, the Lord can't hug you. But if I will be Him, He can do anything. If I will be Him, He can heal your body. If I will be Him, He can heal wounds and hurts. If I will be Him, He can let you know that He's forgiven you. But if I'm judgmental and I'm critical and I'm condemning you, you're a sinner, you're this, you're that, stay away from me. Which is the way the church has been a lot. We must repent. You know, I heard sometime back, someone wrote an article about Christianity is dead and the church is not growing, da-da-da-da-da. And Steve wrote a great article about that on BelieversStandUnited.com. But that was going on in the news media and stuff. And we were out of town, and he was writing that article at the time, and he was sitting over at the computer, and I was watching Brother Jesse Duplantis on TV. And Brother Jesse said, it was just funny that he said this. I know it was the Lord. He orchestrated for me to hear that at the time, because it so spoke to me about like these articles and people saying, you know, the church is dead. Church is not dead. Maybe we've been asleep, but we are not dead. We are filled with the living power of God, and it's just time to let Him come out. It's time to let Him out of His box. Amen? Brother Jesse said, the best proof of a resurrected Jesus is a resurrected church. And I just so went off on the inside of me. I said, Steve, that is the answer to all these articles of people thinking the church is dead. It's time for the church to be resurrected. It's time for the church to let Jesus and the love of Jesus out. Stop pointing fingers and being judgmental and being ugly. But yeah, we have answers. Yes, there's things that people need to change about their lives. But the Word of God says that people who are in the dark, they stumble over things they don't even know what they're stumbling over. And to try to point things out that are in the dark to people, you're just going to lose them. But if you shine the light, and the light of Jesus Christ, and the light of love, and that somebody, it's all about the love of God. Even things that are sin, they're only sin because they don't work, and God can't make it work in your life, and He wants you to be blessed. So you've got to do things His way. But it's not about being judgmental. Jesus said, I did not come into this world to judge, but to set free. And so as we become a picture of that, and the things that we do when we don't want to, and we're nice at the grocery store when somebody's just rude, or people cut us off, or they're rude in some way to us, and we walk in love back, that is a faithful service. Paul says it's just pouring out your life. And it is a faithful service, and it matters. It is a sacrifice. And you know, tomorrow I want us to get into talking about Romans 12. 1 calls it a living sacrifice. I mean, it's one thing for me to give my life, which, you know, I am willing. I plead the blood of Jesus over my life and he protects me, but my life is his. And I certainly, you know, would never deny him. If somebody had a gun pointed in my face, I'm not going to deny him. My goodness, I serve him. I love him. But people are more sure about that than the fact that they'll serve him today. When someone presents an opportunity or the devil presents an opportunity to get mad or angry or to go your own way, sometimes we feel more certain that we wouldn't deny him with a gun to our face than we would just that we're going to live for him right now, 24/7. Today, this moment, I'm going to walk in love with you because he loves you. I'm going to forgive you because he forgave you. I am going to give to you. I'm going to be a blessing to you because he is a blessing to you. And if my body is the one here you can see. You can't see his body here other than the fact that I am his body. My body and my life is a living sacrifice. And it's only a decision that makes that happen as you decide, Lord, you know what? I give myself to you today. My body is now yours. I'm a vessel for a good work for you. Please join us the rest of the week. We're going to keep talking about this. I'm going to be right back to talk to you some more. Don't go away.
I believe that seeing Jesus in me many times speaks louder than the word itself. And by my actions and how I might handle circumstances could be just the thing that someone else might need to help them in that same manner. But it's very important to show Jesus in the way you act and how you handle yourself.
That's our call. That's our commission, is to share the love of God with people and to be a positive influence in the world, make a difference in the world that we live in.
To be Jesus is to act like him so that other people can see him in you, to show the love of the Lord to people. And just in everyday life, I mean, just to smile at someone, it can make their day.
I never want to be just, you know, book, chapter, and verse. No, I want to live it and let them recognize it and then minister that way. God opened the doors, but you know, it's our job to live it.
In the uncertainty of the world's financial system, people everywhere struggle to keep their jobs, pay their bills, and prepare for the future. Is there a way to be truly prosperous and blessed in these changing times? God's Word has much to say about the purpose of money and the promise of prosperity. Blessed to Be a Blessing, a book by Kenneth Copeland, reveals God's desires to bless you. God has made all of heaven's supply available to you for a specific plan and purpose. In this practical book, you'll find out how to tap into God's promises and heaven's economy to change the world around you. It's time for the children of God to have the financial means to reach people for Jesus. Don't settle for less. Think bigger, because God has more for you. Get into God's system and be blessed to be a blessing. Order your copy of Blessed to Be a Blessing, now available for just $10. For a product discount and faster processing, order online at kcm.org. In this book by Kenneth Copeland, find out the truth about God's desire for you to prosper and live in abundance. To request your copy by phone, call toll-free 800-575-4455. You may also write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Order your copy today.
You know, before you can ever think about the Lord using you to change someone else's life, you have to first allow him to do for you and change your life and to bring the results of salvation and what he did for you and the cross that he died for you into your life. And that is so easy. Maybe you've been hearing me talk about this for the last 3 days and you're thinking, well, I want to know how to let those things happen to me. I'm not ready to give out to anybody. Yeah, when he comes into your life, then you have something to give. I want to pray with you today because it's so simple. We can have it done that quick. If you'll just say this with me, say, Father, thank you for sending Jesus to pay the price for me, for sending him to purchase salvation for me, peace, blessing, life, prosperity, health, all those things. Thank you. Now say, Jesus, come into my heart. Bring those things with you into my life. I accept you now. I believe you died on the cross for me. You gave your life to me. Now I'm giving you mine. Do something with it. In Jesus' name, amen. It is that simple. He wants to be your source. He wants to provide for you, and he wants to love you. And he wants to show that to you. Now, if you prayed with me today, there's so much that belongs to you that we put together what we call our salvation package. It's free. It's 5 books and a brochure that's going to let you know what you've got in your heart now, what he's done for you. And once you know these things, you'll start living them out. And then you'll get to where you're providing these things to other people because you can show them Jesus. Just let us know. We'll send it to you postpaid and free. And we're excited with you about that. You know, you can start reading your Bible. It's going to start talking to you. It will help you to live in this life victoriously. I want to remind you to watch the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast Monday through Friday and on Sunday. You can watch them online as well if you just go to kcm.org. I will see you tomorrow. I'm excited about what he's going to do in your life today. God loves you. We love you. And Jesus is Lord.
If you made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life today, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland welcome you to the family of God. They've put together a 5-book package to help you get started learning your Bible and understanding who you are in Christ Jesus. Request your free salvation package online when you log on to our website at kcm.org. Take hold of the promises of God and let the glory of the Lord shine in your life. Thank you for joining us today, and we'll see you on the next Believer's Voice of Victory. Don't miss these exciting meetings. Information, go to kcm.org. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Well, with the Lord, spiritual maturity is, do we look like Jesus?